And I had a big scuttling off, but they all looked, you know, one is, the big scuttling is light. And yeah, that was scuttling off. We used to be here in the backyard, but someone told me just fool around and just knocked and went into it, and then it just went out. From there. But scuttling, we have those yet out there.
Ah, the something like a guy?
You know, you build an arbor like something you go under, you know. But you have, you put poles and things up and put something across and put poles and things over there, and these vines grow over. Scuttlings do. And then you can go there and get green, get scuttlings in that time, you know, scuttling time. That's the way you do that.
Did you make a can or make anything out of your peaches and stuff?
Oh yes, we always had preserves. And lots of people used to dry peaches and apples, but I never did have time to dry those. I would cook them and can them, make jelly and things like that, and peach brandy, just anything like that, jelly. Mm-hmm. Always cook things like that.
You made brandy?
Pears, brandy, yeah.
How'd
you? Well, you take a chun, get you a 5-gallon chun, and you peel your peaches and things and wash them, get them nice and clean. You put in that jar, you put a layer of peaches, good layer of peaches, and then you put a layer of sugar on and on till you get to the top. And you still put a good bit of sugar on the top there. And you tie a cloth over there where you don't put nothing over there to have it tight. You put a cloth over there, you tie it where no ants or nothing can get in there. And let it sit. And then when you think they're through making, they foam. And after you get through, you just take it loose and skim it, get that top foam off, and then wear it late, you go in it again. And then you try it and see. And then you try it, drink some of it to see, take a little of it and drink it and see if it's sweet enough. And if it's not, you add no sugar and tie it up again. And watch it, and then finally you just phase it up and go about your bed. Forget about it till any time. It's just like a, you know, anything.
What about do you have cherries?
Oh yes, we had cherries. We had wild cherries, and we had one cherry, you know, tame tree. But we had booze of cherry trees, and cherry wine, I used to make it every year, cherry wine.
What about the middle part of the peaches and cherries? The little hard
pine milk. Oh, the seed. Oh, Lord, I never did anything with that. Just threw them away. Give them to the hogs, they'd crack them in. Mm-hmm.
What you call it, the same thing, the seed of the cherry and the seed of the peach.
Mm-hmm. Now, scumlings and muscadines, you could make preserves out of the hulls. Mm-hmm. You could take the hulls and make preserves out of those. I made that. Muscadines and scumlings, I made that kind of preserve. My mother used to make it, and I learned how to make it. It's good. You're talking about good, but muscadine preserve is good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they have different kind of peaches?
Oh yes. There's a plum seed and a clear seed, and there's an Alberta, and all different names. But I know about, you know. Mm-hmm.
What about for your apple?
And apricots. That's
every kind of peach.
I say it is. It's the same as that.
How about your apple?
Well, they have seed on the coat and the